Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We have completed Chapter 2, Sankhya Yoga, Yoga of Knowledge, in which we have seen that in the beginning Arjuna was confused about his duties. He wanted to act according to his dharma, but he wasn't sure what is his dharma. So he argued first that maybe I should not take part in this war because I don't want to be the cause for all the consequences of this bad war. And then obviously he put forth all his arguments, seeking endorsement from Krishna that, yeah, that's the right thing to do. Let's stop this war. You run away and we'll be fine. Well, Krishna did not endorse his ideas and actually asked him to do his duties as the commander of the army, as the kshatriya, as the prince who is given this task. And then to explain to him why this is, he gave him a true thumbnail picture of who we are and how you should look at the world. So in the beginning, he told him about what the self is, that this self is immutable, imperishable. Only the body dies, and therefore you should not grieve about anybody dying. And then he continued telling him why he should continue his duty in this world. But then Arjuna asked, is there any person who can be such established in this knowledge that he is equanimous? So in the end, we have seen that a man of a steady wisdom, how he lives his life in a very intelligent way, that he does not get affected by all the attractions of this objective world. So he always keeps his senses under control and remain equanimous mentally in all situations. And therefore, Bhagavan said, you go ahead and act in this world, keeping your mind and intellect equanimous in all situations. Now, this seems very simple and clear to us, but Arjuna, who was truly in the dilemma of what is right, I want to do my dharma, but I don't know which one is right. This whole discourse about what the self is all about obviously did not make it very clear to Arjuna. So the chapter 3, titled Karma Yoga, Yoga of Action, now elaborates upon what is action and how you should work in this world. You have to work in this world because we are all working. But if we find out how to act, maybe we have a better results. Because we act in this world with mixed results. Sometimes we are successful, most of the time we are not. Most of the time the results come completely contrary to what we think we should be getting out of our actions. So this chapter teaches us how to act in this world so our actions can be very effective. So the karma becomes karma yoga. Therefore this chapter is very, very popular. Some of the great commentators have said the Gita is all about karma yoga. It teaches you how to act in this life. One way or other, it is a very important chapter for all of us because all of us are trying to figure out how to work in this world because we will not be able to avoid working in this world. So the chapter opened with Arjuna's question, just as we all have. We all ask this question, say, yeah, this is great. In a Gita class, we talk about all this, you know, desirelessness and actionlessness, and go back to your workplace on Monday morning and try to tell that to your client. It really doesn't work. From our perspective, it does not work. I actually just heard, Meena watches all those discourse in the morning, so I get the benefit when I'm passing around, I overhear stuff. Deepak Bhai from Dada Bhagwan. And they have a question-answer format. So somebody asks and says, Deepak Bhai, when I'm trying to focus more on this pratikraman and all that, and spirituality, I lose my motivation to make progress in my job. So what should I do? You know, should I focus more on this or focus more on my job? Deepak Bhai said, so what's your name, sir? My name is Janak Bhai. Janak Bhai, let Janak Bhai make the progress in the job. and you establish yourself into spirituality. In other words, you need to separate yourself from what's happening in this world with you. You become a Sakshi Chaitanya, basically. When you take a role of a Janak Bhai as an employee, you have to work as an employee very effectively. When Janak Bhai is in a spirituality, Janak Bhai has to establish in the spirituality. So the answer is not very clear. So that Janak Bhai can say, Deepak Bhai, tell me one thing. You are not helping me here. Janak Bhai is one. And you are telling me to be two different Janak Bhai. So this is not Janak Bhai's newly minted question. This question Arjuna had 5,000 years ago. So he said, Jayasi chit karmanaste mata buddhihi janardana tatkim karmani ghoremam niyojayasi keshava. You just discussed in detail what is right and what is wrong, what is better and what is not so good, what is higher and what is lower. In last chapter, say, durena hi avaram karmaha buddhi yoga dhananjaya. Krishna in last verse clearly says that karma is inferior to buddhi yoga. In the beginning he propagated you should go and fight for all these good reasons. Then he come back and said you achieve the buddhi yoga. Buddhi yoga, knowledge about what is your true self. Arjuna said, if that's what I was trying to do, I want to run away and meditate. If you consider that buddhi is better than karma, you say it very clearly in last chapter in verse 49. The durena hi avaram karmaha buddhi yoga dhananjaya. So therefore you say, engage yourself in the buddhi yoga. You clearly told me that. Tatkim karmani ghoremam. Then why are you asking me to fight this war, this terrible war? This is like a person interested in physics wants to find out what light is all about. If I ask a Mahatma like Sid Carey, you know, who is a physicist, tell me, sir, what is light? And he said, light can be a particle or a wave. I said, what do you mean? Is it a particle or a wave? He said, both. I said, please don't confuse me again. Tell me, what is it? He said, no, both are right. Except that you have to rise yourself to a level in your understanding to understand both viewpoints. He said, it depends on the observer. Observer can decide it's a particle or it's a wave. So Bhagavan said, karma is necessary, but buddhi yoga is also necessary. The both are necessary. One is superior than other depending on where you are. Via mishrena vakyena buddhim moha yasi ivame. This mixed mishrena, you're going the two mixed messages. You're speaking from both sides of your mouth. One side saying, go fight the war. That's okay, like, kill those people. Other side says, establish yourself in buddhi, knowledge. Tell me which one. This is confusing my intellect. These statements have already confused my intellect. Tad ekam vadanischetya. Therefore, obviously I'm your sishya. I already told you, I'm your sishya. You tell me what is good for me. That was my request. So, don't go into this great arguments about which one is better. Just tell me. Tat ekam vadanischitya yena shreyo aham apnuya. Tell me one thing that will be the best for me, which will be shreyas, which is good for me. As you are saying, shreyas and prayas. Something which is pleasant but may not be good for me. But something you tell me, it may not be pleasant, but tell me this is good for you. And I already told you, I surrender to you. I will do whatever you tell me. And then comes the whole chapter 3, Karma Yoga. Bhagavan said, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Now Bhagavan is elaborating in what karma is all about. Loke asmin dvividha nistha pura prokta maya anaga. Don't get confused. There is not only one path. In this world, Loki asmin, in this world, dvividha nistha. I have established two paths. Because you need to give people alternates. You have to have choice. Two paths. Pura prokta maya. Right from the beginning, I have established two paths. This is the first time, as lots of commentators say, Bhagavan comes out clearly and said, I am not Vasudeva Krishna. I am the Supreme Lord, that right from the beginning of this world, I have established two paths. So you always had two options available from the day one. Day one of what? My ignorance. The day I forgot myself as who I am. From the day I forgot that I am the Supreme Being and taken up this identity as me, this limited being, I had two paths available. Loke asmin devadanishta. My loka started when? The very first thought that I am who I am, this limited being. And Bhagavan says there are always two paths available. It is like I'm going to New York. My goal is to reach New York. And just around the Delaware, where it has two paths, one goes to New Jersey Turnpike, another 95 going through Philadelphia and all that, I get confused and say, which way I'm going? Well, I have two paths available. I can go through the 95 and I still reach New York, and I can go through New Jersey Turnpike and I'll still reach New York. So two paths are always available to me. Jnana Yogena Sankhyana. For those who are established in contemplation, those who are contemplative type, for them Jnana Yoga, Yoga of knowledge. Karma Yogena Yoginam, those who are action oriented, for them Karma is established. Two paths are available to us. Either you have to work through your way to your goal or realize how to get there quickly. If I realize, the New Jersey Turnpike will be quicker, then I'll take quicker path. If not, I have to work through my way through 95, going through the smaller town, all of that, and traffic, you know, then reaching. But both will lead me there. It's also something similar to in our Indian system of marriage, okay? In Indian system, I say, well, if you want to get married, here are two paths. What? When, at least in my time, okay? I'm not sure what is there now. Either you can have love marriage, you fall in love, find somebody, and then get married. Or arrange marriage. Find somebody, get married, and then fall in love. Right? Both ultimately culminating into what? Marriage. One starts out by knowing first who I want to. The knowledge occurs to me, that one I like. And then I get married, but then I have to work towards, you know, how to live together, what marriage is all about. All that takes place after. Meena said, I never knew you're this Swarupa till I got married. Even though we were dating for 3 years. On the other hand, you get married to somebody, you work through an arranged marriage, and then you have to fall in love with her. Ultimate goal is what? Is to identify. Right now my identification is with this limited self. My goal is to identify with the Supreme Self. So identification has to change. Identification, when occurs, it becomes love. When I start identifying, then only I can love somebody. I cannot love someone I never met. So I have to first know someone to fall in love with her. And Swamiji always says, you fall in love, you rise in devotion. So to love someone, you have to know the person. So to love the divine, you have to know the divine. That bhakti. Eventually, you're trying to achieve the bhakti yoga. That's your goal. To have devotion for the Lord. But I cannot devote to somebody whom I do not know. I love God, but I don't know who that is. Not possible. So I have two paths to achieve that devotion. One is jnana. When I get the knowledge that who I am, that I am not this limited self, contemplating on who I am not, and I get the knowledge who I am, then I'll identify with that self, and that creates devotion. So that's the Jnana Marga. Through Jnana Marga, I reach the bhakti for the self, the Supreme Self. But I don't have that knowledge. So to work through the Karma Yoga and Yoginam, to work through, to establish myself in a way that I purify my mind and intellect, my internal instrument, so that the knowledge shines through. So that's a path for the yogi. In a sense, the one who is not yet established into the knowledge He has to work through cleansing his mind and intellect to achieve that knowledge. So some of us are at a level where we can contemplate and get the knowledge. For him, he does not have to work through, because his mind and intellect is already purified. So for Jnana Yogi in a Sankhyanam, he is already contemplative type, who can think through the problem. Who am I? I am not this, I am not this, I am not this. Therefore, I must be this. I am not the body, not the mind, not the intellect. Who then I could be? The one who knows my body, mind and intellect is me. Karma Yoga and a Yogi Nam, but right now I am so identified with this body, mind and intellect. I have to work through my way to purify my vasanas and my desires and all of that, to work through that. Is it for them? Karma Yoga. The next verse says, Na karmanam anarambaha naiskarmyam purusho asnute. Just because I get tired of competing in this world, they said, Bhagavad Gita said, you know, be equanimous, sukha dukha same krutva, labha labha, jaya jayo. Give up. You can't become naiskarmya. The goal in life is to become actionless. What is our goal in life? Retirement. 401k. And all of this we try. Neil, why are you working so hard? Well, because then I can retire happily. He said, when are you going to retire? When I stop working. Which is probably when I die. So our goal is to become naiskarmya. Knowingly or unknowingly, even in our daily life, in India, what is the best job in India for an average Indian?
Government.
Why?
Nothing to do.
Or, bhai, that is a very nice job, you know, you don't do anything there. So our goal, knowingly or unknowingly, is to reach a state where I don't have to do anything. All this technological advancement is eventually what's trying to do what? You don't have to do anything. You know, there was this, I think, the Dean Martin's movie where, I remember, because in my young days I've seen that he gets up and goes in the bath. The shower turns on, the towel was on around this thing, that rotates around him to wipe him. Anyway, I don't know whether anybody remembers that movie, it's the Dean Martin movie. He doesn't have to do anything, he just walks in with the brush. Because that's knowingly, unknowingly, that's what we're trying to achieve, naiskarmya. With a naiskarmya, just because I stop acting, will not be naiskarmya, Bhagavan says. Na karmanam anarambaha naiskarmyam purusho asnute. A person cannot achieve the actionless state, which is described in Upanishads and Vedas, and all these instinctive intuitions, not going to happen if you just stop acting. That's the first statement Bhagavan said. Nacha sanyasanat eva siddhim samadhi gacchati. Nor does you achieve perfection by renouncing everything. Bhagavan said, sukha dukha same kritva labha labha jaya jo. When can I do that? I give up everything. When can I become equanimous about loss and, you know, victory? If I never participate, right? If I don't submit my proposal to a project, am I affected by the results? No, because I'm not participating. So Bhagavan said, okay, so what are you achieving? I'm achieving perfection, 100% results, never participating, never losing. He said, no, but you're also never winning. Amitabh Bachchan's Karodopati, he says, the one who has not participated is the loser. Who never tried is the loser. But we say, no, he is 100% no loss record. No, he says 100% no winning record, actually. Nacha sanyasanat eva siddhim samadhi gacchati. By just renouncing the actions, you will not achieve perfection. So the two things we clarified, that there are two paths available to you. Depending on your station in life, you have reached a point where contemplation will get you to the knowledge, then that's a path for you. If you're not there, you have to work through to achieve the knowledge. Love marriage, you already know her, then go. Arrange marriage, you don't know who I want to fall in love with. Arrange marriage is basically, I don't know. So I have to work through it. Give advertisement and have all this, you know, interviews arranged. That's work. You know, work through to find someone. Okay, now I want to fall in love with her. Bhagwan, I don't know him right now, right? Even though we say, none of us know Bhagwan. How can we fall in love with him? Not possible at all. So Bhagwan said, either you come with contemplation, know who he is, and then fall in love with him, this is bhakti, or if you are not worked through, so that you reach a point where a knowledge will occur to you who your real self is. Well, that's where we will stop.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om, Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.